Hi, I'm Stephanie Kelton.
And I'm Jeremy Olshan. We're the hosts of the new podcast from MarketWatch, The Best New Ideas in Money.
The pandemic showed many of us that it's possible to work from home, but that's not the only change the workforce has seen.
This week, we're looking at companies who are experimenting with the four-day work week and how it could massively change how we live and work.
Listen to The Best New Ideas in Money, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, February 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Typically, companies give out raises and make adjustments to pay ranges around the time they conduct their annual salary reviews. But in an ultra-competitive jobs market, some companies are reviewing their pay rates more than once a year.
They're raising wages in order to attract and recruit people. And it's happening so quickly that they're finding they need to keep track of salaries and keep reviewing what's going on with pay.
But while adjusting salaries might help recruit new talent, where does that leave existing staff who've put in years of loyal service? We'll talk with our workplace reporter Lauren Weber about that after the break.
Thank you for your interest in the WSJ podcasts from the Wall Street Journal. We're always looking to improve, and we're interested in hearing your opinions. Please go to wsj.com/survey and take a survey that will help us bring you more of the content you're looking for. Thank you for your time and support.
At most companies, employees can expect a pay review and maybe a raise once a year. But now some companies are feeling an annual pay cycle isn't enough, and they're conducting salary reviews more often. So what should workers expect? Lauren Weber covers workplace issues for the WSJ, and she's with me now to discuss. Lauren, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So Lauren, you've spoken with several companies that are actually doing this, you know, doing a salary review more than once a year. Why are they doing it?
The main reason is because the job market is just moving so quickly right now. The labor market is so tight that essential dynamic of supply and demand is just pushing up the price of labor right now. So companies are desperate to hire. There's not enough people out there looking for jobs. Sometimes they have to poach someone from another company. So they're raising wages in order to attract and recruit people. And it's happening so quickly that they're finding they need to keep track of salaries and keep reviewing what's going on with pay so regularly so that they can just keep up with the market. For example, I spoke to a company, a manufacturer in Colorado called Coors Tech, and in order to hire some of the most critical roles that they need to fill, like machinists and operators, maintenance people for their factories, they have to keep raising what they're offering to people just in order to hire enough people for what they need. The economy is really hot right now. They hired 1,300 people in the U.S. last year. So they're doing a lot of hiring in order to get the people they need to keep pushing up pay.
So what does this look like in practice? You know, how do companies roll out these multiple reviews?
Some companies are doing this on an across-the-board basis where they're reviewing pay for every role that they have. That's probably more common in smaller firms. In other cases, it's more targeted, like the company that I mentioned, where there are specific critical roles that they really have to make sure they're able to fill. So they might be paying more attention to those jobs and keeping track of where the market is for those roles. And then in other cases, it's sort of a case-by-case basis where, you know, they're doing this as needed, maybe when somebody comes to them with an outside offer, or they need to pull in one particular person who has a certain talent or skill, and they need to offer more maybe than they were planning to offer. So they're kind of doing this on a one-off basis. And in some cases, it can actually come as a surprise to employees. For example, we spoke to one company that on one of its weekly Friday video calls told all of its employees that they would be getting a 10% raise no matter how long they'd been at the company. And a lot of people were very surprised by this. But that's an example of a company trying to get ahead of what's happening out there in the market and trying to preempt anybody who might be dissatisfied with their pay or looking for more compensation from starting to look for other jobs.
All right, so companies are clearly responding to the current tight labor market. But how common is this really, you know, holding the salary reviews more than once a year?
Well, it's still relatively uncommon. I mean, in a survey that the consulting firm Mercer did, they found that about half of all companies said that they were sticking with their current pay review cycles. And only a few percent, maybe 6% or so, said that they were planning to increase either to 2, 3, or even more reviews per year. But many companies said that they still hadn't decided. They were considering doing additional pay review cycles. So I think it's something that companies are keeping an eye on. They're wondering if they're going to have to institute more of these cycles and just haven't quite made a decision yet. And also another, like I would say about a quarter of companies said that they were planning on doing this on an as-needed basis. In other words, basically raising pay for someone if they were really concerned about losing somebody.
Okay, so clearly some companies think that doing pay reviews more often could help in retaining employees or filling open positions. But why would a company hesitate to do it?
Well, it's a huge amount of work, and it often involves quite a number of people. You're gathering data, often you're buying data from companies that do these salary benchmarking surveys. You have to review your own staff, sometimes person by person. It's a big administrative lift. So, and when I spoke to firms, they basically said, you know, this can take 2 to 3 months to do a complete cycle. So if you're thinking of doing this on a quarterly basis, it's like you finish one cycle and then you have to start all over again. So that's the main reason I would say companies are reluctant to start doing it too much more often. Another issue is they don't want to overpromise or make it, or set expectations with employees that, you know, we're going to review this multiple times a year. They don't want people to get to the point where they're expecting multiple raises per year. It's not really meant to work in that way. So I think there's also that piece about managing expectations.
Okay, but it seems like it's potentially new workers who are getting a lot of the spotlight here. What about existing workers who might have been hired in a less competitive job market? How do they fit into this equation?
Well, that's one of the concerns as well. If you are doing regular pay reviews and you're using that to set pay for people that you're hiring, you also have to be really careful that that doesn't create something called wage compression. And that's when the difference between the pay of new employees and the pay of more tenured employees who have more experience, that difference shrinks because the newer employees come in at a higher pay rate than maybe they did in the past. This is a concern because you don't want your tenured employees who have been loyal and, you know, they want their skills and experience rewarded. You don't want them to feel that they're being paid at the same, sometimes less, or maybe only a little bit more than new employees. Obviously, people who have been around for a while, they want their experience recognized in their compensation. They want to be rewarded for their loyalty, for their experience, for their skills. So CoreStack, the company I mentioned at the beginning, they are doing these quarterly salary reviews partly to make sure that they are adjusting pay for their existing employees or tenured employees who have been loyal and making sure that they're not being disadvantaged just because maybe they were hired in a less competitive market.
Now, we've talked on the show before about how the rising wages in this current environment can get very expensive for companies. Is there anything else on the table that companies are considering besides more frequent pay increases?
Yeah, there are many ways companies look at rewarding people, and that might mean spot bonuses. So, you know, you raise somebody's salary and you're basically, you can't take that back if you're an employer. So that has a very long lasting effect. Some employers are trying to get around the idea of creating these long-term expenses by doing more spot bonuses, or maybe they're improving benefits or, you know, sort of looking at different ways to make a job better. It might not be, even be compensation related. It might mean, you know, improving the culture of a company. So companies are looking at all kinds of ways that they can retain people. Compensation is just one lever.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Lauren, thanks so much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
Thank you for your interest in the WSJ podcasts from The Wall Street Journal. We're always looking to improve, and we're interested in hearing your opinions. Please go to wsj.com/survey and take a survey that will help us bring you more of the content you're looking for. Thank you for your time and support.